This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
I'm Claire Bradshaw from Eccleshall in Staffordshire, and I'm doing the Level 2 Technical Certificate in Domestic Plumbing and Heating.
So this is T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Claire Bradshaw, and Claire, let's just start by welcoming you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Cool. So Claire, let's find out a little bit about you. Before you came into Train for Trade Skills, what was the career like?
Very varied, really. Mostly office-based, but then having had two children, I kind of wanted something that was a little bit more flexible that I could fit around the children. Mostly office-based, really. So this is a complete change, something very different.
So you've gone from a full-time mum to mm-hmm. a full-time student mum.
Yeah, well, actually trying to balance both at the moment. It's a bit of a logistical nightmare actually attending the training, but manage it somehow.
I was going to say, how are you sort of combining the two together? Because, you know, mums are busy girls, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. I'm currently on my week 4 practical training, and it's taken a bit of negotiation with nurseries and mother-in-laws, but get there in the end.
Mother-in-laws, I love them. I promise not to do any mother-in-law jokes. So, listen, what brought you into Train for Trade Skills? How did you find out about them?
I think I'd actually researched on Google on the websites, and it was something that I wanted to get into. Trading for Trade came up, so looked into it a bit further, made the initial inquiry, and somebody called me fairly promptly, so and then arranged the meeting.
So was it the fact that you could do this at your own pace and kind of fit it in around which really took you away from the old-fashioned college routine and into a more sort of modern idea?
That's definitely the case, yeah. Definitely something that's a bit more flexible that I can fit in around my own time. Obviously, college you're tied to a specific evening. I didn't really want that commitment. This is a different kind of commitment. Makes it a little bit more, you know, easier to fit around everyday family life.
Well, yeah, because children tend to have this nasty habit of getting sick at the wrong day, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So then, what's the top tips for mums at home who are listening to this and they're thinking, oh, in which case I might be able to do this. How do you study? What are your study tips?
I think it's always making time. You've got to always make a certain amount of time. I tend to do it when my eldest's at school and my youngest's having his nap. That tends to be my study time. Evenings can be difficult, so it's better in the day, but really that's where I fit it in. And then at the weekends I try and fit a couple of hours in and where the husband takes over. So
good old just, hubby.
Yeah, definitely. It's working. You've got to work together, haven't you, if you want
you
to do it?
Yeah. So. And how do you find the practical training? What's it like for you?
It's very good. The very first week I came, I was a little nervous. I'm not initially intimidated by, you know, male-dominated environments, and everybody treated me really well, didn't treat me any differently to anybody else. And I kind of held my own, I think, really.
So what's the big game plan for Claire when you qualified then?
Oh, who knows? I think definitely start steady, do a few bits and pieces. I've already had family and friends already tapping me up for jobs, so I'm sure there'll be a few things down the line.
Yes, because I was actually at a Women in Construction event some couple of years ago, and there is definitely demand with single mums or mums that prefer to have a lady working in the house to actually have a tradesperson who is female. Have you come across that already?
Yeah, I am particularly been made aware that local authorities are quite keen to get female tradespeople on board for people like vulnerable adults and the elderly who may be a little bit uncomfortable with having a man coming in the house. So there's certainly a market for it. I think it's just not being scared off by it. And, you know, there's always, it doesn't matter what job you do, I think there's always going to be elements of it that are going to be difficult, but doesn't mean you can't do the job. So it's just having a go, really.
Exactly. Well, listen, may I wish you all the best with that, and good luck to you on the course, and thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining us.
Thanks, bye-bye.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.